Farewell and adieu to ye fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, ye ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to sail back to Boston, and so nevermore shall we see you again.
Can you keep going?
No, that's all I got.
That's great.
Even that was bad.
I don't know what to say.
Jaws. Quint. Okay. Hello and welcome to episode 138 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubing in Germany, and with me as always is
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We didn't forget how to do this.
No.
I was worried.
I've been waiting for this for like 6 weeks.
Has it been that long?
No, it hasn't been that long.
A month?
And I haven't been waiting for this either, so.
You haven't been on just sitting by your computer?
Yeah, sometimes at night.
Big countdown clock. Oh man, when are we gonna podcast again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like that.
It's been weird because it has been, what, about a month, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, everybody. Mark that down in your journals. It was a month.
Okay.
So welcome back.
To everybody, welcome back.
That's right. So what's going on, Adam?
I've just been sitting by my computer buying stuff off of Amazon.
Amazon. That's great. Other people have been doing it, too.
Making sure to click through our site, of course.
Of course. What have you bought on Amazon?
I haven't really bought anything on Amazon.
That's too bad. I was going to out old man you in terms of what I bought on Amazon.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I'm a looky-loo. I just look at stuff on Amazon and then I just don't pull the trigger.
Yeah, we get 0% of that. Yeah. Not that I buy things just for the just to get the revenue.
Right.
That is bad. But I did, you know what I bought the other day? Tell me if this makes me an old man or not.
Okay.
Or if it's just the fact that I whine a lot about things that used to cost a nickel. That's what makes me an old man.
Okay.
I bought a crock pot.
Okay.
Like a slow cooker?
Yeah, we have one.
Right. Okay, great. Yeah, but you have one because your wife, I'm sure you didn't buy it.
I don't think I did.
No. But my wife didn't know what it was.
Okay.
So they don't really have them. The long story is, I guess, is they're not really a thing here in Germany.
Okay.
I mean, they exist, and people have sort of heard of them, but not really. So the point is, I bought a crock pot, and I think that's not something I would have bought when I was 19.
Okay.
So.
Hamilton Beach?
No, I bought the... The English, it comes from Britain, so I don't know what it's called. Morphy Richards or something like that.
And what have you been cooking in there?
So far, we've only done one thing, some sort of a vegetarian chili.
Great. Yeah. Wow. Way to put that to good use.
Right. No, we'll do something soon. We'll do something. I don't know what to do. I know how to buy the crock pot. And I know how to enjoy the delicious food that comes out of it.
I'm going to... sign you up for a subscription to Crockpots magazine.
No, that comes with the Crockpot. That comes. Yeah. They hand that out. So all I did buy that. So how's the weather there, man? Is summer over?
It's kind of winding down. Autumn is in the air.
That's same here. And I'm a little bit concerned.
No, it's time. I think it's time.
Well, no, not for us. I mean, there was no spring, and then summer was late, and then now if fall is going to be early, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay.
I'm going to take it up with the board, and that's not... No one's going to be happy about that.
Okay.
Anyways, there's that. Back from France, buddy.
Yeah.
I am.
French fries and pastries.
Did I have French fries? No, I didn't have French fries.
Did you pedal a unicycle around?
Yeah, but that was today. I did that today. No, pastries, definitely pastries. Had the pastries.
Crepes.
No crepes. Had the chocolatine, which is like, you can figure it out. It's chocolate and butter and sugar or something.
Sounds delicious.
They are delicious. Did that. Other than that, no, it was a good time. Went to the coast. That's where we were, on the coast of France.
Okay.
On the Atlantic coast, which I highly recommend.
You take lots of photos?
I did take lots of photos. I brought my... I originally, my plan was I was going to take my film camera only.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. One, we took an RV across France. And
Do you have an RV?
We borrowed an RV.
Okay.
And so that's nice and handy to have. And so we took that across France, and you know, we stayed a couple nights on the way, and then I didn't want to have all my photo gear in the RV, and you know, have to worry about it. And we're essentially going for a beach vacation.
Right.
And so I didn't want to be bringing my good camera to the beach. And so I thought, oh, I'm just going to bring my film camera, take a little vacation from everything. But then just before we left, the night before, I thought, you know, I'm going to want some color pictures, because I only take black and white with my film cameras.
Okay.
Because I process them myself and I don't process color. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to want some color pictures. So the old 40D pulled out of retirement.
Which sometimes works and sometimes doesn't, right?
It worked 100% of the time now.
Wow.
And this thing will not die.
Back from the dead.
I dragged it behind the RV the whole way to France just to see, and it wouldn't. It's like, no, I'm good. I got your back, buddy.
All right. And did you just bring one lens with you, or what'd you do there?
No, originally, now, see, the plan was I was actually going to go surfing. And then when I got there, I realized that I'm old and bad at surfing.
Okay.
And so when you have a kid and all that stuff, it's just difficult to do, to find time to go surfing and rent a board and all that stuff. So I didn't do any surfing, but that was the plan. And so I was going to bring a long lens, so my wife could get pictures of me surfing badly.
Okay.
And so I brought my 30 mil and I brought the 70 to 200.
Okay.
And I brought those with me. But I ended up not bringing the zoom lens to the beach. That this was a bad idea. I ended up bringing it to the lake a couple times, because there's a pool and a pond here. And the pond was good for you. But where we were staying was a big lake right next to the ocean, so you kind of had, you know, whichever you wanted.
Okay.
And so I knew that if I brought my nice 70 to 200 to the ocean beach, there was a lot of sand whipping around, a lot of salt air. Like, it was just going to ravage my lens, which it did to my 30 mil and the 40D, but I didn't really care. Because,
right,
you know, it doesn't owe me anything at this point.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I brought. Ended up shooting one roll of film only. I thought I'd shoot way more. And one roll of film and a lot more photos.
Okay.
Which is digital. Yeah.
And Facebook, are you going to Facebook these? Or?
No.
Oh, great.
No.
I feel like that was 5 minutes that I'll never get back.
Right. It's a lot of, you know, me running around with no shirt and, you know.
Right.
Why would I Facebook? I'm not Facebooking that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You know, so there's that. I mean, okay, maybe I'll throw some of the ones. I'll Photoshop a shirt on or something like that. There's that. But while we were there, we went, we scooted down to a place called Biarritz, which, have you ever heard of Biarritz?
I've heard the name spoken from your mouth.
Right. There you go. So you're a man of the world.
Right.
So it was not very far from where we were, so we went down for the weekend. Biarritz and a place called San Sebastian in Spain, which I highly recommend. Anybody listening who has not been and has the opportunity to go to San Sebastian. Biarritz was awesome, as long as you don't go into right downtown Biarritz. That was actually pretty cool, but the beach, if you're looking for a good beach, it's just crazy time there. Like, it's just jammed full of people. Like, your blanket touches someone else's blanket.
Oh no!
Yes, and we know how we feel about that. But
yeah,
but
I like that.
The weird part was watching this entire beach jammed full of people, three quarters of whom were busy Facebooking or whatever they were doing on their phones, like nonstop.
Right.
People in groups of three and four, even, not talking to each other, just sitting there Facebooking. It was kind of odd.
Yeah, it's kind of a social commentary right there.
It was, yeah. So, anyways, did that. Now we're back.
Okay.
The end.
So when are you going to impart some, you know, photography wisdom upon us?
I don't think I have any.
No.
No, my one wisdom was when we were driving there, we left the first day to drive, and we got hit with a heat wave. Okay, and the RV that we were borrowing was brand new, like 2 weeks old.
Okay.
Okay. Fully outfitted with air conditioning. Now, I've never been an air conditioning guy. I don't know if you have. I think it comes standard now in cars, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, in Vancouver, I've never had a car with air conditioning. I've never cared. You know, we had the old 260 AC, two windows down, 60 miles an hour.
Right.
That was it. But we thought, okay, great. We got a 2-year-old kid, and it's going to get hot. And we got hit with a heat wave on the first day. So we're driving along, and it's 38 degrees. But we think, hey, no problem. We'll flip on the AC. Everybody wins here. The AC doesn't work.
Oh.
Nothing. Just nothing's coming out. No cold air. Oh my God, this is. And my wife's not happy, and my kid wasn't thrilled, even though she doesn't know what AC is. And and so anyway,
just give her a popsicle.
Yeah, we ended up doing that. So we drove for a little bit, and not very long before we had to stop because it was just too much for her. And so the next day we drive, and same kind of thing. It was pretty warm, and then it cooled off a little bit. But we thought, you know. We're told this is now that the RV is made by Citroën, the French company.
Okay.
And so, hey, we're in France. There's got to be Citroën dealerships everywhere, right?
Right.
And there was, you know. So we thought we get to our destination, and the guy who sold our friends the RV said, "Yep, just go to any Citroën dealership, and they'll check it out. It's under warranty." So we roll in, and sure enough, they say no. Like, what do you mean? Basically, their stance was, we make no money on a warranty, so we're not touching it.
So you have to take it back to the actual place that you purchased it from.
That's correct. That's right. Back in Germany.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
Yeah.
So we went for the 3 weeks without, which ended up not being horrible because it cooled off a little bit, so it was like in the high 20s, so it was fine. However, right. We get back. And they take it in to get looked at. They clamp one little thing on there, and I go, oh, yeah, we forgot to put fluid in. And 3 minutes later, the fluid was in, and AC works like a charm.
Oh, yeah, that would have been really too much trouble for the dealership in France to look at.
Yeah. So, dear Citroën dealership in France, you stink.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing. That's my harsh words for them.
All right, and still, the photography tip was?
The AC part in France.
Oh, okay. All right. I can see this is going to be this tip heavy.
It's not going to be tip heavy at all. Here's a tip.
Wait. I actually have a tip.
Okay.
It's not related to your air conditioning story at all, so it's kind of like a bit of a loose segue. But it does pertain to automobiles, and there is a photography tie-in.
Okay.
Okay, so you know what I
found? I'm going to go get a coffee while you tell this story.
No. You know what I found makes for an awesome bounce reflector?
What's that?
A auto shade, you know, those auto reflector mm-hmm. shades that you put across your windshield?
Mm-hmm.
I saw like a little video on Cheetah Stand. You know how that softbox, the Cheetah Stand softbox.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching videos on the guy's website, and I think he's sort of the owner of the company, but if not, he's their front man because he's in all the videos. He showed this modification you can make for the softbox where you take one of those reflectors and you kind of cut it to size and just put the little Velcro stickies on it. And because there's Velcro on the other side of the softbox, you just stick it on and then you can use it as essentially like one piece butterfly lighting. So it comes out of the softbox, hits the reflector, and then you can use it to shape the light even further. And so I was in Target, like, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago since we've last podcasted, and $9.99, find a perfect, you know, foldable, massive silver auto shade reflector and cut it in two. And now I've got one that I can just use for bounce. And again, the beautiful thing is it's already got the little fold lines in, and it's super light. So I put some Velcro tape on one of them to make for this kind of butterfly lighting effect modification, all for the low, low price of $9.99. So
that's tough to beat.
Yeah. And like you say, you see the guys out there, you know, the real high techie pro guys with their big circular $90-$120 bounce reflectors that folds up into your bag.
Well, fools. Those guys are fools. Yeah,
$9.99 at Target, and this thing folds pretty small. So there you go. My photography advice. That's it. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Can you get those on Amazon? Probably.
Probably can.
Probably get those on Amazon. One move I'm going to... Here's another driving tip for you.
Okay.
Not photography related at all.
Okay, great. All right. Way to derail this thing.
When you're leaving, when you're going to drive some long distances with the kids, which you do sometimes. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I started... Now, I'm not claiming to have invented this move. It was passed down to me. But we did the old wake up at 3:30 and leave at 3:45 in the morning.
Okay.
What a save. Savior? I don't know if that's a... I can't even think of what to call it.
And then she just went right back to sleep?
And the wife did, too.
Great.
Which, P.S., when the wife goes back to sleep, you can drive whatever speed you want.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is in your family. But
what about all the stimulating conversation you're missing?
Yeah, we got some good old fashioned solitude, which as I don't know, when's the last time you had any of that?
Right.
Never comes up. Yeah. And so no, that was our move. So the kid goes right back to sleep. So she's going to put in like 3.5 hours of sleep. You're going to put some serious KMs in that rear view while she's sleeping.
Right.
And those are the greatest KMs of your life.
Yeah, I know a lot of people pull the old, okay, let's drive to our destination at bedtime. Like, that's one. Get them in their PJs, hop in the car, and, you know, they'll fall asleep. And then same idea, I guess, as the early morning wake up. I think the only downside to that is you also have to get up at 3:45 or whatever ungodly hour of the day.
Which I thought would be bad, but it worked out okay. And plus, here's the thing, is when you leave at that time, you're driving into the day, and so the sun does rise while you're driving, so you don't get too tired. Because sometimes I find if you leave at bedtime at night and drive for like 6 hours, at 3 a.m, like you're hammering nails, right?
Right, right.
And so this one, no, you're driving into the sun, and the good news is there's nobody on the road, because nobody's as stupid as you are for doing that.
Right.
And so you can do whatever you like. Whichever side of the road you want to drive on, you're good. So that's what
that's my favorite. Yeah,
that's it. You can pretend you're in Britain for a few kilometers, you know. And with that, I mean, I was drinking tea with cucumber sandwiches,
right?
So that was fun, and so I highly recommend that. And then when you get your destination, because we arrived home at like 8 a.m, and it was like, wow, we have a whole day here. This is because normally you get home in the evening, and it's just it's a write off. That's it. And then you take a picture of it and photo show. There you go. There's a tie-in.
Great.
Do you care if Ben Affleck is Batman?
No.
Me neither. That's what I figured. A lot of people do care.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Star Wars. They're shooting the new Star Wars movie coming up.
Okay.
Do you care about that?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I've been just... The last few have just, you know, in my opinion, have just been... horrible.
They
so,
have.
You know, until I see something that, you know, really blows my socks off.
I'm going to blow your socks off right now.
Okay.
First of all, the not sock blow part is I think George Lucas will be involved in name only. Like, it'll be like George Lucas's Star Wars, and that'll be it. They're not going to ask him his opinion on anything.
Okay.
That's what I understand. And that's the way it should be, because he's not helping.
Right.
They're going to shoot this next one on 35mm film.
Okay.
That's not blowing your socks off?
No, that's cool, but is it going to have a decent script?
Yes, they would not. They're not going to burn film on something crappy.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. I think they're going to go back to essentially what is 70s style filmmaking.
And I think that's what would be great. Mm-hmm. If they got, you know, I don't know, just that original feel of the first three movies.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
I think everybody's hoping for that, but like I said, I'm not going to hold my breath.
The 35 mil is a step in the right direction, though. So,
okay, no, I'll give you that for sure.
Whew, okay, now besides all that, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, up at the, I went up to, friend's cabin up on Okanagan Lake last weekend. So I did some interesting photos there. My mother-in-law was having a 65th birthday party, which she shared with another good friend. They were both turning 65. And so we went up there for a little party, and I agreed to do some photos. We kind of made like a photo booth on the lake and just kind of one set up because they wanted pictures of everyone that was at the party. So mm-hmm. I did that and just kind of, you know, one set up, just ran everybody through it. And the end, that was it.
Nice.
So I didn't have my camera out the whole time or anything. Didn't even bring the 60, brought the T2i and used the portable softbox, and basically just would have liked to shoot at Magic Hour, but that's just not how the party goes, and people start leaving. So did it sort of, I want to say about, I don't know, 4 o'clock, something like that. So the mm-hmm. sun was getting lower, and then just used the softbox as fill light. And yeah, did that. So I thought the results were pretty good, considering the time frame that it was all done in. I basically took like a photo with three shots of each couple, and some people did it with their kids and stuff, and just, you know, basically just boom, 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 three shots, and then you're out of there. Everyone was kind of looking at me like, really, we're done? Yep, you're mm-hmm. done. And for the most part, I think everybody had a half decent looking smile.
So. Did anybody ask to see the pictures on the back of your camera?
Nobody did.
Wow, you got them trained, man.
No, I don't think, because a lot of these people have never taken their photo before.
Right.
So, but nobody did. I think they were just happy that I wasn't, you know, having them pose for more than 30 seconds.
Right.
So.
That's what happens when you practice and get good, man.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure it was that, that's what I'm doing. That's what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's part of that, but that's part of learning. Is to realize that the law of diminishing returns. I could take 80 more pictures, and you're still going to be horrible looking. So let's move on.
And that's 80 more horrible pictures that I'm going to have to sort through afterwards.
So. Exactly. So yeah. That's the thing. I shot nothing at all this week. Not even anything interesting. I just put my camera away because of the number of pictures I shot on vacation.
Right.
Which wasn't overblown. Like, I didn't go crazy. But just having to sort through them when you get home is, I don't like that.
So I'm gonna suggest a business for, I think it's a niche, and I'm pretty sure that I'm probably giving away a possible fortune here to someone with, you know, decent photography know-how.
Okay.
But when you're out at the lake, okay, mm-hmm. a lot of people have boats, and a lot of people have a lot of money. And so they go out on their boats, and they've got, you know, whatever, wakeboarding, and they've got tubes and all these toys, and the grandkids are out there and they're pulling them around. To me, a great business would be, I'll be the photographer that you hire to come out on your boat for an hour, and I will just sit on the back and take wonderful photos of, you know, the kids and the grandpa or the wakeboarding or the tube or whatever it be, and you pretty much on a nice lake like we were on Okanagan Lake in the interior of British Columbia are guaranteed a gorgeous backdrop, and then all you got to do is focus and snap photos, and it's, you know, the pictures are mind-blowing. They'll think you're amazing, and all you need is a crop sensor camera and a 70 to 200 millimeter lens.
So you'd hire someone to go out and do this?
Yeah, no. So I'm saying is, like, this is your gig. You're going to live up on the mm-hmm. lake, and you're going to be the photography guy that sits on people's boats for an hour and takes the photos of whatever they want the photos taken of.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're Johnny on board. I don't think this guy exists. I don't think this photo guy exists. And I think there's a definite niche, and there is a lot of money.
I have seen that guy in terms of kite surfing.
Okay.
Like, you know, you've seen the kite surfers, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, well, so that's a big thing here in Europe, and as it is everywhere. So I have a friend of mine who does this, who does the kite surfing, and he actually hired a guy to do exactly what you're talking about. Basically stand on the shore and shoot him kite surfing, except for he has, like, I forget what it is, like the 60,000 millimeter lens or something.
Right.
No, he has I forget what lens it is he has. It's a wicked expensive, like the $10,000 lens.
Right.
And so consequently, it's very expensive to hire him for an hour.
Right.
But the pictures are outstanding.
And here's my tip for anybody who owns a boat or is going to sit on the back of someone's boat and take pictures of somebody kneeboarding or water skiing or tubing or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess that the rope that goes to the whatever the person is doing is probably a pretty standard length. I'm going to guess that. And sitting on the back of whatever boat with, again, a crop sensor camera and a 70-200 millimeter lens with a flash in high-speed sync is the perfect range for high-speed sync. Whatever that is, you know, I want to say 30 feet or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it just works perfectly. It works so much so that you don't know that light source is flash. And just gives it's just the right distance for that flick of light in midday sun to sort of fill in shadows. And you pretty much just ETTL and throw it on high speed sync. And then just, like I say, that equipment setup, it would be a pretty easy gig for anybody, I think, to shoot. So there you have it. If anyone takes this business up, I want to see some royalties.
Yeah, that's what all you do is throw out half an idea and just sit back and hammer checks.
Right.
It's the American dream, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. This week's topic, we finally got to it.
Wasn't that it?
No.
Adam's wisdom about photography businesses?
No, not this week's topic. Sorry, the challenge photo I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
From weeks ago. I knew you were on vacation. I was on vacation, so I just said, hey, vacation. That's the theme.
Okay.
And so originally, when I was on vacation, I thought I really wanted to try to copy some sort of a Chevy Chase kind of photo. But then I thought I don't really want to be in the photo.
Okay.
Again.
And you were going to be Chevy Chase.
Or his brother-in-law. Essentially, I would have been Randy Quaid.
What about Rusty?
Yeah, but it's a different Rusty every show.
I like the original Rusty.
Oh, sure. Breakfast Club Rusty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breakfast Club Rusty. Absolutely. No, everyone loves him. Everyone loves Weird Science Breakfast Club Rusty.
Yeah.
That was a good run he had back then.
Yeah.
Anthony Michael Hall.
He was the man.
He was the man. Don't get me started with Anthony Michael Hall stories. They're awesome.
Okay.
Because I'm a fan. But let's look into the vacation photos. Here's mine first.
Okay.
And the reason we're picking mine first is I like yours better, but there you go. There's a little spoiler alert about what's going to end up happening when we talk about yours. Mine's the sunset in San Sebastian.
Okay.
There you go. And see that third boat from the left? Not
one, two, three, sure.
Not my boat.
Okay.
None of those is my boat.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those inflatable, like, you know, little kayaks or something?
No. No, we don't have any of that. But this is the bay at San Sebastian. The beach is awesome. Huge beach. And so we got there in the morning where we were staying, and then spent the day on the beach, and then back to the RV. And the plan was to head back into town because, like, we didn't know what was going on, but we left at about 7 o'clock at night to head from town back to the RV, which was, like, 2 kilometers away only. And as we're leaving, this loud cannon goes off. Kaboom! Right across the beach.
Right.
I was like, what is that? And everyone's getting all excited, and it's the beginning of, I don't know, whatever festival it is. Maybe Basque festival or something.
Okay.
And so we thought, oh man, we got to come back. We want to come back into the town tonight. This is going to be awesome. Like, the town's already starting to fill up because the town is right on the beach, right?
Yeah.
So, but my kid was wiped. So she actually, on her own, went and put her pajamas on and climbed into bed which she never does. Normally it's a fight to get her to go to bed. No, at like 7:30 was good night. So my wife was also tired. She stayed in. I rode my bike back to town. Turns out there's a big fireworks display.
Okay.
And I thought, well, you know, I've seen fireworks before, you know, living in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But every year, Spain is in the Vancouver ones in the contest, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, here we are, home turf. They're going to kill this. And they did. It was awesome. It was really awesome. But the point was, it was sitting down there, and just before the fireworks happened, I'm waiting for them, and this presents itself. The sunset.
Right.
So I shot it.
Great.
No tricks. This is all basically, essentially in camera. That's what it looked like.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
It looks good. I think this is where my taste and your taste are just fundamentally a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And that I probably would have cropped this where it gets to the really dark blue. Like, I would have liked this more as a kind of panoramic looking shot as opposed mm-hmm. to the big negative space thing that you got going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing. I mean, I like the colors. I like the shot. It's very symmetrical. I like the boats. I like that, you know, it's just a hint of light on the water. And the only thing I would have just done differently is I would have had a different crop.
So. I do appreciate the fact that you don't mind being wrong.
No, I don't mind being wrong at all. Just, again, it is a taste difference. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Not a critique against you. Just a critique against everything you stand for.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
So but essentially, I was going to do a big... I thought about all the different vacation shots I could do, and then I thought, I'm on vacation. Why don't you just take one that's simple?
There you go.
And I did. Now, my other critique, my critique of this is, looking back, I took this sort of from like the upper level of the promenade that goes around the beach.
Okay.
And had I taken this from the beach itself, like had I walked down to the beach, I probably would have been able to set some of those boats against the sunset and seen their silhouette.
Mm. Yeah, that would have been nice.
It was blocked off, though, because of the fireworks. So it wasn't even an option. So the police weren't letting that happen.
Right.
So there's that. Because they basically filled the beach with people, with fireworks gazers. And then blasted them all off over the beach. Now, if you ever do go to San Sebastian, which again I do recommend, and go to see the fireworks, take some earplugs, because the concussion against all the buildings that are right there, wow, did that give me a headache?
Okay, good tip. Yeah. You're really heavy on tips this week.
Heavy on tips. Now let's get to your vacation photo, because I like it.
Okay, this was. Friends that we were visiting, and these are guys that have shown up in many of my photo challenges. So these are friends we traveled with to Disneyland. And
now, can I answer a question that I think that you probably missed on Facebook?
Sure.
Somebody, one of our astute listeners, had asked a while ago. And I tried to let you answer on your own, but you didn't. And,
I think I did. I did answer.
Did you answer the jumping question?
Yeah. Okay. I answered. I said yeah, and I said good call. Like,
okay.
Yeah, because just to sort of clarify what you're talking about, the fellow in the middle appeared on an early episode that we did with silhouettes, and they're jumping off a rock, and I shot him in silhouette doing a crazy kind of, I don't know, kung fu bird-like pose in midair. And then just by sheer coincidence, I took a photo at Disneyland of his son jumping off of, like, because again, that's what kids do. They jump off stuff. And he did a midair pose that was identical. So there's mm-hmm. a DNA thing going on there to the pose of his dad. And a listener picked up on it, I guess, had sort of seen the Facebook photos and probably listened to the early episode and the whole time warp situation, figured out, hey, those are exactly the same. So
it was a good call.
It was a good call, yeah. Something that I didn't even pick up on until he said it. Yeah. So, yeah, very, very cool that existed.
So anyway, so that you guys are up at the lake.
Yeah, so the kids were out fishing, and I posted some pictures on Facebook, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, of Jack catching his first fish. I sort of snapped a couple as he literally caught his first fish, and just the look of excitement. But this photo was taken a few minutes earlier, and... I just really liked it. I kind of exposed for the background, like the geek that I am. My wife's holding the portable softbox, and I shot a light on them. And I actually did the exact same photo without the light. Uh-huh. And when I got home, I mean, I was pretty sure I was going to like the lit one better. But when I looked at it at home and showed her and showed, I don't know, one or two other people, yeah, nobody liked the unlit one.
No.
Just because it was, you know, I don't know, it just looked washed out, right? You don't get the same contrast, and you certainly don't, you have to choose the lighting on the person's or the background, and you don't get both. And in this case, you can have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you say portable softbox, is this your little tiny one?
No, this is this is the bigger one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to be...
Also portable.
Well, everything's portable if you're strong enough.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is not heavy. Yeah. I've demonstrated this. But
right.
Yeah, so she's holding this with the flash inside it and a warming gel on it. I think either a quarter or a half CTO. Again, this photo was taken a few weeks back, so pardon me for not remembering. And this is, again, a T2i photo. Mm-hmm. So I would have liked a little wider crop, except for the dock mm-hmm. wasn't very long, and so I'm like basically trying to risk my falling into the water in order to get back far enough to get them all in the frame.
Oh, this isn't the end of the dock, this is the side of the dock.
Yeah, it's kind of like I can only go back about 5 feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so yeah. that was the biggest issue.
Well, those are my three nitpicks.
Okay.
One is, you just said you wanted to get back further so you could see, not just see the other kid's elbow, but also you want a little bit of bleed room on either side.
For sure.
And the same probably on the bottom as well. So that's one nitpick that doesn't ruin the photo. That's just, you know, moving forward. If you were going to retake this.
Oh, absolutely. I would have, and with the 6D, it wouldn't have been an issue.
Right.
But with the T2i, it is an issue.
It is, yeah. And so if you're going to retake this for a postcard, which you could do, I would recommend that. I would also recommend shifting a little bit left so that, because it looks like a little bit tilted, like the one kid in the right looks like he might be a little bit closer to the camera.
Yeah. And also, I like that's partly because I wanted to kind of straighten the photo a little bit, but because I was all contorted in an angle, that's about as close as I could get. But yeah, he might be a tiny bit closer, but I think it's also just kind of the appearance based on a combination of the lighting and the angle that I was sort of lying at when I took the photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the third one is I'd give the dad a fishing rod.
Yeah. He was in charge of baiting the hooks for the children.
Absolutely. So. These are absolutely not critiques. I like this photo. I like the lighting is great. The colors are fantastic. Overall, what really strikes me is this looks like something real.
When it was, they didn't pose at all. This was just me kind of, as they were fishing, goofing around in behind them. So they were pretty unaware of what was happening at this point.
But more importantly, it doesn't look lit.
Right.
Now, a lot of the ones, I've been kind of critical of you the last, you know, few episodes about some of the ones that really look like, you know, you're flexing your lighting muscles, and mm-hmm. you can tell this one, if you just told people, no, this is the setting sun, nah, a real pro would know, but most people wouldn't.
Yes.
Most people wouldn't look at this and think something's up. This one blends in nicely. Like look at the texture on his shirt especially. And what time of day was this taken?
It was probably taken about 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock, something like that. There was still a fair amount of light out though.
Good time to take it. You're gonna get a nice angle of light. And I like what's happening with the softbox part that I'm going to buy one now based on this photo is you look at the skin tones and the quality of the light is fantastic. The texture of that light is amazing. And you wouldn't have gotten that with your umbrella, I don't think.
No, I agree. And I think it's also partly that softbox, and maybe a lot of them are like this. It has two softening, like it has an inner baffle where mm-hmm. the light hits that first, and then it has another outer baffle. So, you know, again, the way they pitch it is that's a big time difference maker. Again, I don't know the physics of exactly why it looks better, but I just, again, I I really like the light that comes out of that softbox over what I get out of the umbrella. And I still use the umbrella.
Mm-hmm. I'm picking one up. That's it. Based on this photo.
Yeah. Well, they're cheap and they come from Texas where there's no tax. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So there he is. That's this week. Now, this week's Exifoku canceled.
Great.
In general.
I didn't care. I didn't care anymore.
Do you know who? You know who? We got like a lot of emails. One email in particular about Exifoku and just some serious hate. Who do you guys think you are? Exifoku is stupid. Don't waste our time.
Right.
And that was from your mom.
You know what? And it's funny because she, on the weekend, I saw her and she was wearing the Where's the Exifoku shirt.
Yeah. Ironically, though. Yeah. She was, it was, and so, no, I never liked it. I know you didn't care for it. You didn't care as much because you didn't have to do anything. I had to dig through and set it up each week and decide what we weren't going to include and blah, blah, blah. And
right.
And so we've actually, it was kind of funny because as the last few weeks when we haven't had it, I was hoping to just phase it out quietly.
Right.
But then we had an actual, one of our listeners send an email saying, by the way, don't take offense, but it sucks. And I responded saying, no, it was already gone. It was canceled.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great feedback. Tell us what else sucks.
He did couch it with don't be offended. And so yeah. I was not offended.
Right. No, we knew it sucked, but we were just kind of plowing ahead with it.
Yeah. I don't know why. That was bad. That was a bad decision. On week two it should have been, you know what? What is this? This is not taking anything by storm. Yeah. It was ill-conceived.
All right.
So there's that. This week's topic. There's going to be a topic in all this.
Great.
And good news, I'm tying it in with my France trip. That's what made me think of it. RAW plus JPEG. What?
I'm gonna just take a back seat on this one. I'm gonna let you roll.
What, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Which do you do? Should you shoot both? What's the difference?
You can shoot both. Now, here's the thing: is so when you first started shooting, we first started out with your camera. You shot JPEG.
Yeah, I didn't know what RAW was.
Of course,
so that's why it was just camera default, I think.
Yeah, so the camera sets it all up, and hey, life is good, right? And then, of course, you get all full of yourself and think, oh, I'm very good at this, blah, 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 and then you start shooting RAW.
Yeah, I think I saw a guy's shirt says, I shoot RAW.
Right. And then he's like, ask me about my Exifoku. And it's just really a way to taunt you into a fight. That's all it is. And so, anyway, see, you move on to RAW, which is where I am now still. And, you know, because you want to have full control. Now, the one thing with RAW that's awesome is that you get to control everything and essentially develop the picture yourself.
Right.
The one downside is you have to develop it.
Right. And it's a huge file.
Yeah, it's a huge file, but that's okay. That part I don't mind because, you know, gigabytes are essentially free now.
Right.
So I don't mind that part. But there is work involved at the end. Even if it's, I mean, for the most part, I have a setting, like dialed in. So when I import my photos into RAW, there's a basic setting that is applied to it that processes it. So if it's essentially, I have an out-of-camera version of that RAW file.
Right.
So it takes very little work, but there is some work involved. But, so I'm not ready to move right back to JPEG, like we talked about on our one of the shows, shooting modes or something like that, we called it. We talked about guys who get really good at shooting and are really confident and go right back to JPEG because they know they're going to get it, like a David Hobby or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there yet. But on vacation, I found it a good idea to shoot JPEG.
Okay.
But I also wanted the RAW, and so I shot both. Now, any idea what the main reason when you're on vacation, staying with friends, that's part of it. I was staying at a friend's house and they have a computer.
I guess so that you could send files out or upload files immediately so that you didn't have to worry about the processing.
That's one. If you want to get on it and be your Facebook and your email and stuff like that. The main reason, like, I started out shooting just raw on my vacation, and then, you know, we were out with their kids, and we're all having fun, and I kind of wanted to leave them some photos.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, I had to import them into iPhoto and then deal with those raw. And iPhoto is you know, a real basic program. Mm-hmm. You don't have the control over it. And they didn't have anything fancier. And so I had to mess around. And then, so it occurred to me, why don't I shoot raw plus JPEG? And then they can just have the JPEGs right away.
Mm-hmm. And then you can deal with the raw when you get home.
Exactly. So that's what I ended up doing.
Okay.
Now, when you shoot RAW plus JPEG, now there's a lot of this. There's downsides to it. One, you're adding more to the file size.
Right.
So on the 40D, which I was shooting, the RAW files are like, I don't know, around 11 meg. And so now you're adding a JPEG to it. If you're shooting the full res JPEG, it's another 3 meg probably. So you're looking at 14 meg per image. Now, double that for a larger sensor camera.
Right.
Or for more megapixels, essentially. You're going to fill up your card. But the good news is cards are pretty cheap now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that big of a deal.
So you're giving this a full do-it kind of advice line?
In the right circumstance. Now, part of the reason that some people shoot RAW plus JPEG is, I don't know, I think they're just not confident in their own abilities in either shooting JPEG or processing RAW. So they want to have both just as a backup.
Right.
That's going to make your life complicated. I wouldn't recommend doing that. I'd recommend having some confidence in yourself. But in a situation like this, so what I ended up doing is I flipped it over to RAW plus JPEG, but I used the small JPEG setting.
Okay.
Not the small RAW setting. Don't be confused, because they have that. I don't really know why they have that, but they have that. So I shot full resolution RAW plus the small version of JPEG, which was giving me like 300K files. But still, really, really good files for emailing and Facebooking and whatnot.
Right.
So it had zero effect on my shooting technique. But what I would do is I dialed in the picture... what do you call it? The picture style?
Mm-hmm.
And so I dial that in and get the contrast just right so that the JPEGs would come out nice. And then I would just basically just leave them on my friend's computer. Because what I did was, the main reason I thought of this is I had brought a portable hard drive with me, knowing that I'd be shooting a lot of pictures, and thought, as I go along, I'm going to back up what's on my compact flash card. I'm going to back it up to this hard drive. Because I'm, you know, you shoot for 2 weeks and then have your camera stolen at the beach, that's going to be no fun.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was backed up. So while I was backing it up, all I would do, I'd back up just the RAW files and then leave the JPEG files on their computer for them to deal with.
Isn't that nice?
Well, it's actually more so for my own sake, because it was a lot easier to do. It was very, very simple. But then, like you said, I get back home, I have the full-size RAW I can deal with.
Right.
And do whatever. Now, the other thing was while I was there, I snapped some family portraits for them.
Okay.
And they wanted black and white, as most people think they do, and I like black and white. So I set the camera to black and white so that the JPEGs would come out ready to go in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they got. When I got home and I saw the RAW files, of course they're in color. Mm-hmm. You have to make them black and white. I really liked the color versions.
Better.
Much better. And so I basically reprocessed them when I got home, and they hadn't seen the color. All they saw was the black and white ones. And then I just spent the next 3 hours explaining to them why theirs were black and white and mine were in color. It got confusing. But I reprocessed them and sent them off, and so now they have both versions, of course.
Okay.
So... there's that.
I wonder which ones they'll print.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, I'm sure. It'll be like a 3-episode arc based on on how that goes.
All right.
Now, the other reasons to shoot, as we mentioned, you could shoot just so you have RAW backup, but you try it if you want, but I wouldn't get married to that setup. Most cameras, you can decide how big you want the JPEG file to be.
Yeah.
On some of the basic entry-level models, you don't have that option. Like, I know that on your old camera, the XS, you could shoot RAW plus full JPEG. That was it. You couldn't...
If you say so, I don't know, so...
Yeah, my dad had the same camera, and you couldn't make that decision. Now, you know, starting with, like, the 40D or the 30D, probably, you could then dial that in exactly how you wanted it. So there you go.
Great.
Now the other, it's funny. This I just read something online the other day after I had come up with the idea for this episode, where someone was talking about the benefits of it, and it was the exact same benefits of basically his opinion was, I can send the JPEGs directly to my iPad, and keep the RAW for my computer.
Right.
So that's handy. Now the one other thing that's really awesome is that if you do shoot full res JPEGs or any JPEGs that you like, if you're using, let's say, Aperture, and I'm sure Lightroom's the same, you can actually import both of the files, or just the RAW or just the JPEG. You can set Aperture to just import one or the other. It'll ignore the other file if you want it to.
Right.
Very handy. Or let's say you go ahead and import all the JPEGs and you find one where you really messed up the white balance. I think you can then go find that matching RAW file and import just that one and make the correction.
Okay.
So there are a lot of options in terms of file management that are going to be coming very handy here.
I'm going to call you for the tech advice when I'm trying to do that and can't figure out how to make it work.
Yeah, well, my Google is as good as yours, so... Why don't you go ahead and figure that out?
Okay.
So that's it. RAW plus JPEG. Check it out. In certain instances, it's awesome. Other ones, it's just kind of, you know, admitting that you're weak.
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't mean our listeners. I meant you.
Okay. All right. Just to clarify.
Challenge this week. You got one?
No.
Oh my God! I thought you would.
No, I didn't know I was supposed to be thinking about one.
Okay. Think of one quick, because I got nothing.
How about butterfly lighting? Because I want to demonstrate what the auto shade will do.
Like shooting butterflies?
No. Butterfly lighting.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up. I'll look it up. Yeah. No, I already know what it is.
No. I figured you did. I just meant anybody, because we're not explaining it.
Oh.
So.
Okay. All right.
For those playing at home.
Butterfly lighting.
Yeah.
This sounds complicated. I was hoping it was going to be no picture this week. It was just going to be... The challenge is, enjoy your life.
We just did a podcast, so, you know, I think we just need to sit back on the couch now.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to order another crock pot on Amazon.
Yeah, or Auto Shade.
Nah.
All right.
Nah, I don't have a softbox.
Okay.
When I get a softbox, I'll get the Auto Shade.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to do. So, yeah. If you buy things, buy on through our site on Amazon. Everybody wins, including us. Websites, Adam. Where can people find things about you?
SchwartzChronicles.com. My wife actually did a post yesterday, the day before, showing some pictures, some fun at the lake from our most recent trip to the lake for the old 65th birthday party of my mother-in-law. So there are a few pictures on there, SchwartzChronicles.com. And Facebook, that's the other place. Facebook, Two Hosers on Facebook. I will try to put some pictures. I've definitely been in vacation mode, so I haven't been putting many pictures up on Facebook, but I will be putting some up there when I take something interesting.
And we will talk about those engagement photos coming up.
Oh, right. I don't even know if we mentioned that, but yeah, no. I did some engagement photos, so there you go. Those are up on Facebook. And just as a spoiler, some hockey themed photos for engagement, so there, for anybody who hasn't seen those, check that out on our Facebook site.
Great.
And what about your stuff?
I'm gonna start posting on Schwartz Chronicles as well.
All right, I think she could use the help as far as getting a weekly post out there.
Right. Yeah, I'm just gonna post a lot of smarmy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. In your voice. No, alanattridge.com is where you can find my stuff, or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links you need, the Facebook, the Google+, Twitter. That's on there. I was going to say Skype, but it's not.
Right.
Yeah, it's not on there. Don't look for Skype.
Okay.
So that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.